Shut up and sit down.
Hello, this is Dan Lundy, founder of Fourth Down University, starting a brand new show here today, Fourth Down Focus. I'd like to introduce myself a little bit, give you my background, tell you who I am, what I'm about. What I'm most passionate about is fourth down. I grew up a soccer player in the Daytona Beach, Florida area. I was fortunate enough to be around some good coaching and some excellent specialists as a high schooler. I followed Sebastian Janikowski out of Seabreeze High School. He went on to play at Florida State and was obviously a first-round draft pick specialist and had a heck of a career. He was a motivator, of course. The competitions and the ranking systems, 25 years ago or so, when I was coming up, were not as prevalent. So it was very rare to find competition, to find guidance, to find a structure that was conducive to a high-performing specialist. There were great athletes back then, but I think generally speaking that most individuals who were kickers, punters, and snappers 20-plus years ago were independent as far as they found what worked for them. There wasn't a lot of guidance, and there wasn't a lot of exposure. So, I was very fortunate coming up in this area, Daytona Beach, where I'm actually residing now. I'm a father of two, Blake and Layton. They're 4 and 1 years old, respectively. And I'm married to my wife, Ariana Downs, who's a speech-language therapist in the Daytona Beach area. So, yeah. Furthermore, I want to share what are the supplementary things, in my opinion, to being a successful specialist at all levels. Not just waiting to focus on the little things until college and obviously the professional ranks, but I think that now in the environment that we're in, it's very competitive, regardless of what you choose. And a special teams high school kid is in a very competitive environment. I think that it almost feels like a necessity to go and get evaluated, to earn a star, to go and get a ranking from someone in hopes to achieve or earn a scholarship. And part of this podcast is going to enlighten you, expose you to like a new line of thinking as far as what you can do on your own, how you can be efficient and most effective by yourself. Hopefully you can find a training partner to hold the camera for you and you can alternate. But I want to empower not only the specialist as mentioned, but I want to empower the coaches as well. I think the most neglected area in football is special teams. It is fourth down, especially at the high school level. You've got 17,000 plus high schools and very few place an emphasis, if any, on that third of the game. I mentioned at length, I lecture for Nike Coach of the Year and Glazer Clinics annually. AFCA this year, I always talk about the frequency in which a special teams play occurs. 1 in 6 to 1 in 7, on average about 1 in 6.5 plays in the last 20 years is a special teams play. And oftentimes it's a very impactful play. It changes momentum. It deflates someone, it inflates someone else. Block punts will really have a negative effect on a team. In fact, about 80% of the time, if a team has a block punt on their box score stat, they're not going to win that game. So it's especially important to find a way, like find your identity. I'm not asking you to spend half your practice on a special team scenario, but what I am going to hopefully do over time is to convince you of how it can win games for you. It can be a difference maker. If your opponent is equal in ability and you on offense and defense, I'm a firm believer that the difference maker very well could and should be your kicker, punter, snapper, and the effectiveness of your scheme. Do you have a plan in place? So part of this time is going to be to encourage to add on some prep time. You know, you as a coach, if Sunday is your day where you're really starting to break down opponent X and 5 or 6 days later, I may require you or just strongly encourage you to implement a time that you can set aside time for the situations that occurred on fourth down in previous weeks to find tendencies, because they're most definitely there, especially at the high school level. You can really find a weakness or a vulnerability on a particular unit and capitalize, oftentimes more than once in a game, because it takes time to adjust to your scheme. In addition, you know, I want to bring on guests throughout the show. I've got a network of people that I'm just so grateful for. You know, some of my former athletes have gone on to do some wonderful things on the field. You know, they're playing on Sundays or they're playing in the CFL. I've got a few kids down in Brazil that are playing in the professional ranks that I follow, that I'm just thankful for those guys. You know, I consider those guys my colleagues. They're playing at the highest of levels in the world, and those are the guys that I confide in for advice and just validation that what it is that I'm writing or demonstrating to a younger athlete, I want to ensure that there's buy-in to guys that are doing it at the top of the food chain, you know, the NFL, CFL, if you will. So you'll be hearing from some really neat guests that are actively playing in the NFL. Not only kickers and punters and snappers, but I've actually got a guy that's a starting safety for the Atlanta Falcons, and Ricardo Allen. You know, he'll be a guest on here talking about how special teams was a huge, huge impact on his life. And it started young when I coached him at Mainland High School in Daytona Beach, where I spent 12 years. Ricardo was one of those high-performing kids that, although he was one of the most talented on the team, he saw early that, you know, he could be an impact and a big help in a third that, again, is often neglected, and kids sometimes take that play off to get some rest. Ricardo was the first, even as a captain for us at Mainland, was the first to elect to go on and cover a punt or to be the L1 or R1 and take some contact on the kickoff, because he knew that the guy across from him probably wasn't equal in ability. It was probably a backup. And like I mentioned earlier, that's a great way to win every sixth play, you know, is to be prepared for it and to be able to capitalize and execute when called. So Ricardo went on to play at Purdue and did some wonderful things there. And now, again, like I mentioned, defensive captain for the Falcons. Every year we do an annual free event in Daytona called the RA37 Camp, sponsored by Adidas, where an emphasis is placed on special teams. It's a free team camp, all positions, you know, 6th to 12th grade. This year it'll be March 8th, 2021. But yeah, like that, I think that is a great platform. It has been, it's proven to be, especially with Ricardo alongside, to encourage these kids that come. And we had about 550 kids last year from about 6 states. And that was one of our messages, you know, in addition to the important things like being a good team member, getting involved in the community, putting school first, you know, being a marketable athlete, you know, how do we carry ourselves on social media? These are all things that we'll discuss in the podcast at length. You'll hear from some older gentlemen, you know, that don't play anymore. I've got a great network of special teams coordinators at all levels that I'd like to bring on and share with you how they prepare. You know, I think that this fourth down focus is going to be a wonderful platform for so many, because it's not just going to help the coaches, it's going to help the players, current and former. It's going to help aspiring coaches. You know, I want to be a bridge. You know, I want to bridge the gap that's there. It's present. There's a lot of confusion as to how to identify the right specialist. You know, part of what I do when I talk about scheme and I talk about film review with current college special teams coordinators on their current specialists is, you know, it comes up a lot. How do I identify the right guy on huddle? You know, how do I isolate, you know, the 3 or 4 guys to focus on, because I'm inundated with a high volume of these huddle films from all over the country. And these kids just put on the good reps. Well, I share with my players to encourage the short film, you know, with Huddle, because these college coaches, as previously mentioned, they don't have a lot of time, so it must jump off the screen. I'm a strong believer that you've got to separate, you've got to be unique, you've got to do things differently in order to stand out. So I chose Fourth Down Focus to be a platform to think objectively. You know, I think there's a lot of subjectivity in our world this, you know, today. We don't look at bottom line. We don't think of things black and white enough. I think that there's a huge gray area in the identification of a good specialist and what that means. I also think that there's a huge void in the instruction side. I think that we're getting better as a whole. If you look at stats over the last 20 and 30 years, at all levels, everyone is getting better. You know, it's stagnant at times, but I think that is becoming so because there are more and more objective thinkers out there. And when I say objective, I mean coaches that can tell you why. You know, they don't just tell you the result. They don't just tell you your percentage. They don't just click the stopwatch, tell you your hang time. They can explain why there's deviations from normal. They can explain how to get normal. They can explain how to sustain yourself throughout a season. You know, like, what is the appropriate kick count? And drawing parallels is what we're going to do. You know, Fourth Down Focus is going to show you something as far as how easy it is to draw a parallel between a pitch and a kick, a golf swing and a kick. There's just so many things that people have pre-existing knowledge of and other things they've done in life that could help translate them into being a better support system for a specialist. So this is for parents too. You know, if we have athletes on the show that have played other sports, but their son or daughter even chose kicker or punter or snapper, the likelihood is they don't have a pre-existing knowledge in the art, if you will, of the punt swing or the field goal technique or the appropriate kickoff progression and tempo. But they do, in other channels, in other areas, other experiences, they do have a foundation. So I want to draw parallels to as many things as I can. I firmly believe that some of the strongest parallels are obviously in soccer, as we use our feet a lot in special teams. In addition to that, I think baseball, with the torquing of the hips and the timing of the hands and the eye, using the eyes, the importance of the vision on the ball. I think that there's parallels in golf. Replacing the hands with the feet essentially is the way I teach. We're going to hear from some golf instructors and drawing these parallels. But as I mentioned, you know, the sustainability is important. So we're going to bring on some people to talk about the body, to talk about the unnatural aggressive motions of a field goal and how a punting operation or movement is a little more linear, a little more natural. So yeah, we'll delve into some science. I'll try to keep it fun, keep it light, keep it relevant. But there will be some, you know, if you would like to get a hold of me, since we're just starting out, you know, we'd like to hear some thoughts about future shows. We have quite a lineup, but, you know, I intend on doing this for a long time, and I may include some bits in the show with some of your suggestions. So I wanted to give you a couple ways to get a hold of me. My website is fourthdownu.com. That's www.4thdownu.com. I'm also on Instagram. I'm on Twitter at fourthdownu.com. That's at 4thdownu. I apologize, not .com, but at fourthdownu. We're at Facebook, Fourth Down University. You can also find me, Dan Lundy, at either site I mentioned previously, DANJLUNDY. Thanks again for joining us on Fourth Down Focus. Looking forward to episode 2 as we get into some content. Have a great day.